Italian Wine Podcast. Cin cin with Italian wine people.
Okay, hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Monty Walden. My guest today is Monica Colangelo.
Yeah.
Monica works for the Native Winery in Paternopoli in the Apennine Mountains, just east of Naples in Italy's Campania region. And this is one of the most important centres for the establishment of wine growing in Italy. So it's a really important place. And we're going to find out a little bit more with Monica. Monica, welcome. So what is your role at Native? What is your role? What do you do? What's your title?
Well, I joined the Native family 4 years ago, and I deal with the exports, so all the foreign markets. And I look forward to spread the wine, our wines, in all the world. This is what I deal with.
You've brought a wine with you today. This was an award-winning wine. What award did it win, and what wine is it?
The wine is Eremo San Quirico. Here it is. It is a very valuable wine for us because it is the first wine actually that was created when the company was founded more than 12 years ago. And it always brings back to the origin. The wine is called Eremo San Quirico. San Quirico is the area where the wine is cultivated. And Eremo means hermitage, because there are still the remains of an old hermitage near the vineyards. The village where we are located is called Paternopoli, and is very rich in history. It was created more than 2,000 years ago from old priests who isolated on the hills of Paternopoli. And we still have the remains of what they founded, of what they built. In fact, Paternopoli has some monuments that were declared as a part of the World Heritage of UNESCO. This wine in particular, Eremo San Quirico, is an Irpinia Campi Taurasini DOC. It means that the wine is made of Aianico grapes. Aianico is one of the most of the oldest grapes in Italy. It was imported by the old Greeks. Actually, it wasn't so popular in the past. It started to become more popular in the 80s after Phylloxera, because it started to be exported in Europe, and then it started to become more popular in the 90s when it was exported. So now it has been defined as one of the five best Italian grapes, because it is a grape rich of tannins, which give structure to the wine, a rich of polyphenols and anthocyanins, which give the wine aromas and color. But what is so special about this wine? Paternopoli, the place where we are, is in the DOCG area of Taurasi, which has a wide variety of landscapes and environments, because at the same time we have small plots of land. We don't have extended vineyards, but we have small plots of land, some of which are calcareous and while others are volcanic. In particular, Eremo San Quirico grows on volcanic soil, which are very rich in minerals and allow the vineyards to have a very high longevity. In fact, some of the vineyards that give fruit to Eremo San Quirico also have are 150 years old, so they are very old.
So that's the beauty of those volcanic soils as well, isn't it? Having those incredibly old vineyards.
We have some vineyards that survived to Phylloxera because the virus didn't take root on volcanic soil for the growing method of the American food.
So how long does that wine last in bottle, given that you're in the south of Italy, but it actually gets very cold at night time? My brother-in-law comes from Irpinia. He now works in Latino as a police, but that's where he's very strong. It gets very, very cold, so you get a lot of acidity in the wine. How long will that wine last?
One of the characteristics of this wine, Ajanico, but the Ajanico of Taurasi, is the longevity, also in bottles. It is true that the acidity is high, but all the tannins of the wine allows to keep it for a very long time, also 20 years, and the more the wine ages, the beautiful thing is that the more it ages, the more the tannins become soft and round. I would even say that I don't advise to drink this wine before 3-4 years, because tannins would be strong. So the more you keep it, it is a wine that you can keep for occasions. I mean,
so what's your favorite meal with that? With that wine, with the native?
I go crazy for braised red meat, so a very classic matching for me. It is a very structured wine, and it can go well with braised red meat, but also very complex, wines, also very complex dishes. And also some that are with what we call fat sauces.
Okay, very rich sauces, yeah?
Yeah, rich sauces.
Yeah. Do you get quite emotional when you drink a wine that, you know, that vineyard, probably not all of the vines in it, but some of them are, you know, like 100 years old. Is it quite an emotional thing when you drink that?
Well, I'm very attached to our terroir, and it is something enchanting. I really advise anyone who wants to relax and discover some beautiful places of Italy to come to Paternopoli, because you feel the relaxed environment. Everything is quiet, everything is peaceful, and it is emotional for me because I've been in the vineyards where we take the wine, the grapes to make Eremo San Chirico, and right in one of these vineyards there is what I was talking about. I mean, the soil is volcanic, and you see it because the land is black. But then if you move to the other plot of land, the land is gray. Light brown, because it is calcareous. So this is really, really emotional. But it's also emotional to see in the same area, I mean in Paternopoli, vineyards that are so young, so they are quite short. But then you go in the vineyard where we take Eremo, and the vineyards are so old that the branches are almost like trees. They are very, very big, very thick.
Yeah, and very and different. And you have to be very careful when you prune them as well, I guess. Yeah. So, just quickly, last question on food. Let's just. What is your favorite dish with this wine?
Oh, well, as I said, I like very much red meats, and I would make also a reduction. A reduction sauce of the wine to match it with red meat, with braised meat.
So you do that very, very slowly, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you basically like rich food, but you don't want it to be heavy, correct?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Great one. Okay. Did we miss anything? Is there anything else you want to say that we want to say? C'è qualcosa altro da dire?
Well, more or less, I said everything. I think people already know. I mean, you can understand it that the name of the company, Native, is comes from the focus on the autochthonous vineyards of the terroir. Native as native of the terroir, original of the place. We only have a production of local grapes, only Ajanico as regards to the red wine, and then Fiano and Falanghina and Greco, which are the typical grapes of Irpinia, of the DOCG. So
It's a pretty good lineup having those varieties to sell. I mean, they're all well-known varieties now, and obviously what you're saying about the native grapes is becoming a real trend. So you've got an easy job. You've got all these great wines to sell. It must be easy. It's a lot of time at the beach, right? Down into the Naples, Bay of Naples weekends. Okay. I just want to say thanks today to my guest, Monica Colangelo, from the Native Winery in Paternopoli in Avellino province.
In Avellino province, yes.
Southern Italy. Thanks very much.
We are inside, in the heart of Campania.
Next time I come down with my brother-in-law, I'll come and say hi.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
you. Ciao.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.